What if I told you right now?
Yeah, what's that?
Rochester, New York is the hometown of the greatest actor this country has ever seen.
You're kidding me. Like, the whole goddamn country.
Yeah. Now, we're not talking Philip Seymour Hoffman. We're not talking the revival of the career of John Lithgow. We're actually not even talking about our country.
But you're saying this guy's even bigger.
Well, I don't know how big he is because I've never been to this country. But recently a man came home and was able to finally just walk around with no one having any idea who he was.
Really?
Which, according to this story, doesn't happen all that often where he lives.
Oh.
Don't be a dick out of the gate.
I'm not being a dick out of the gate. I don't even know what you're talking about.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. You can hear our sultry voices.
Oh, boy.
But let's say you want to watch a man wearing shoes that were distressed before he bought them.
Yes. What?
You could just, like, you throw out shoes immediately when they get dirty, and then you go spend extra money on shoes that are meant to look dirty, you idiot. You can log out of the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube or Twitch, The Break Room WCMF on YouTube and Twitch. Log on and offer Tommy a shoe shine. No, don't touch me. You're going to ruin the aesthetic.
Yeah, man.
Child.
They're hip.
They're not.
They're deep.
Go check that out. Okay. Your friends here at The Break Room on CMF. Tommy?
Yeah, buddy.
Do you know who Carl Iselin is?
Iselin?
I think I'm saying that the right way. My never apologies. Okay. Well, you are obviously not Chinese.
Mm. No, I'm not.
The Pittsburgh native, according to a story in the Democrat and Chronicle, is a movie star in China.
How?
So before you, look, I want to get something out of the way right
that,
up front.
He's not a Chinese guy.
I want to make something very clear up front, because I know that we were going to get to this clunky way of asking it, and you were going to make things worse than they had to be. He's a white guy.
Okay.
Who was born in the U.S.
Okay.
Okay.
Pittsburgh. But he stars in these movies in China.
Yes. According to a story in the DNC, he went to high school in Malaysia, and we don't know how or why.
Well, maybe his daddy had a job.
Possibly. Possibly. Yeah. And in that moment, when he was in Malaysia, he decided he wanted to become a Chinese movie star.
But he just picked up and goes, I want to do Chinese movies.
That's what he says in the story. So he came home, studied Chinese at Dartmouth, Stanford, and Johns Hopkins.
So he's a smart dude.
Very smart. Those are three of the best colleges in the country.
So you learned him all the Chinese, even in math.
What did you just say? Was he that Chinese what you just said?
He learned him all the Chinese.
You literally just said.
I said he learned him all the Chinese.
No, you said Hamanagan to Chinese.
So he has degrees from all those schools.
I don't know if he has degrees. It said he studied Chinese at Dartmouth, Stanford, and Johns Hopkins.
Okay.
So he started a design business so he could do work in China while also writing scripts for TV and movies. He got his big break on a TV show in 2003, and from there he's only gotten bigger. He starred in movies with Jackie Chan.
He
was in the movie Last Hour with rapper DMX. You know DMX?
Yeah, the rap guy.
Kimmy, there was some confusion on the set because he didn't get his paycheck.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when he asked where he should get it, they told him, X going to give it to you. You don't get that joke. That wasn't for you. That was for every 35 to 45-year-old person.
If you
kind of
explained it, it ain't a joke.
It's fire. X going to give it to you.
So can I
ask? First we going to rock, then we going to. Sorry, you were saying.
Can I ask a question? I don't mean to be mean or racist.
Well,
but
here it
what
goes.
The hell? The fact that you included both of those words.
It's going to be one or the other, if not both.
No, but he's not a Chinese guy.
No. Yeah.
But he's starring in these movies.
Yeah. Yes.
Is he always the villain?
Okay, put a pin in that. I'm going to loop back around. I do want to loop back around.
Because that would make sense to me.
Yes. I would like to talk about that in a
second.
He's
the bad American
typecast?
Guy. No, he's the bad American guy.
So, he's been in over 150 films and TV dramas.
Holy Christ.
They say in the DNC, when he walks down the street, people walk up and ask for his autograph.
Mm-hmm.
He's been so busy.
How busy is he?
Being a movie star in China. This trip home to Pittsburgh recently was his first in 29 years.
Well, why'd he come home?
I had to go see his mom, I guess.
Oh.
They picture him and his mom. Okay. They were hanging out in the living room. He was talking about he misses chocolate almond ice cream. Like, he's talking
about. By the way, bro, I mean, I'm guessing you get off that plane. First thing you want is some cheese.
Why is that?
There ain't no cheese in China.
Wait, there ain't no cheese in China. There ain't no cheese in China.
Oh, tell me, he should make a movie about that.
No, he's.
When Nixon brought cheese to China.
What did that sound like again?
Well, I got a big chunk of cheese here, Chairman Mao, and I'm going to take this big, apparently live teddy bear back from Pat and I'll pet it and feed it, and we'll let it run around the front lawn of the White House.
Talking about a panda bear.
I don't know what kind of bear. This Chinese bear.
Covered in cheese.
Covered in
cheese. The bear got into the cheese.
Got into cheese.
Ruined all
Chairman
of
Mao, I had to go back and bring him more cheese.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Are you impressed? Pittsburgh-born Chinese movie
Who
star.
Who knew?
You are impressed by this.
I mean, it's a crazy-ass story.
I mean, it's impressive all around from, like,
he should be
everything.
A Netflix show. Like, that's the story.
Okay.
Like, this kid thought, the fact that he.
By the way, he ain't a kid. It looks like he's in his 50s.
Yeah,
he but I'm saying, like,
right?
The fact, though, that he thought this was a thing you could do. Like, I wouldn't think, first of all, they need you over in China to make movies. And then you study and get the actual gig, and he's probably rich.
I want to talk about that.
I mean, I bet you he's super rich.
How much money do you think Chinese movie stars make?
Well, you've got a billion people. Like those, I'll tell you what, like India has that Bollywood.
Yes.
Those people are insanely wealthy.
Let me say this, and I'm not an economist.
They got mansions and crap.
I am not an economist. The economy and government in China does not work in a way that we are used to.
True.
So, like, you know, it's open economy in India.
Yeah.
Same here, capitalist, yeah. Right? I don't know if, like, make a fortune or the government says you make this
but
much.
What is he a resident of? China?
I think so. He's been
Taiwan or whatever you said, Malaysia?
Well, he was in Malaysia, now he's in China.
So, is he a citizen?
I think he's Chinese.
Or is he, like, dual citizenship? I don't know how it works.
I don't know.
So you think that he's shortchanging?
I'm asking. I don't know.
Wait, hold on.
Jimmy, he talks himself into this tornado. Yeah.
Hold on. Whoa. There's a lot of rich Chinese people. They're billionaires.
Well, just for an example, and I don't know if this kind of coincides, but we've seen guys who were really good college basketball players. Mm-hmm. They go and play in a Chinese, whatever their basketball
league
is called.
Yeah.
And like guys like Jim or Fredette go and become like these superstars. They have their own shoe
lines.
Sure,
understood.
So you think they don't make
the
money?
I mean, I would imagine like that you can make a pretty decent living if you're you know, a popular, like an iconic person.
Understood. Look, I'm not saying that they don't. I don't know.
Do you think the Communist Party takes a bigger cut?
Well, I would assume when it comes to communism and consumption of public media, that it works a little bit differently than professional sports or technology.
All right.
That's my thought. But I don't know. I was just thinking out loud. I thought maybe you would. Why? I am now realizing I don't know.
I'm guessing he's doing all right.
Okay. Well, he hasn't been able to come home in 29 years. Finally saved up for a plane ticket and a bowl of chocolate almond ice cream. Okay, let me ask you this question.
She went over there in the corner of that cheese market.
Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's say... You can make the average American salary, but you get to be famous. People will ask for your autograph. You're a movie star in China.
Yeah.
Would that be worth it for you?
So same salary, but I'm a Chinese
movie star. People want your autograph. You're going to premieres, but you're making the average American salary of $60,000 a year.
I mean, it would still be a step up and an experience.
Would it?
Yeah.
No, because then, but you'd get the annoying part of being famous without the money.
Because you know, some people love fame, though. Some people like attention.
They think they love fame.
They do until like they can't, you know, go out somewhere without being bothered in the middle of dinner, and you know what I mean.
Let's say you're a single guy.
Yeah,
and you're over there. You get to meet a lot of Chinese ladies.
Okay,
come on.
What about it?
Beautiful Chinese women.
Yeah, but you're not rich. Like, are women drawn?
No, but I'm famous.
Okay, are women drawn
to power?
Look, I'm not to be rude. This guy just looks like a guy. Like,
yeah.
He's not good looking.
Yeah.
And I mean, look, are women drawn to famous people because of the fame, or are they drawn because of the money that comes with the fame?
Well, people,
you just
money
made the money
and power.
Sign. But the power
look,
comes
his
with
body,
the money.
His body involuntarily answered as he was trying to argue against his own hand.
Hey, I put my hand down. So I think he would take it.
You would take that.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you love fame and attention and. You know, you'll meet everybody. You'll meet the president of China.
Maybe.
You will. Bro.
Do you want to meet the president? Do they have what do they call the guy? Is it
the president? He's the premier.
Premier. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to meet the president? I don't know.
Which is Ping.
Yeah, Xi Jinping. But I'm saying, I don't know what his title is.
Are you wanting to meet the guy?
Oh. I feel like when you meet the head of China, like it's like a 50-50 shot that it's a good or a bad meeting.
No, I mean, it would just be a friendly, you know, he loves your movies. He loves your work. He shows you the palace.
Don't screw up.
Yeah, don't screw up.
That's a lot of pressure to not say something stupid, especially for you.
And that guy probably was educated in America, so he could talk about...
Literally just told you that he was.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, Ping.
Oh, gotcha.
I think he was educated over here, and I think he's a big Phillies fan. So you could talk baseball.
Why are you such an idiot? Why are you such... Shut up. Xi Jinping, the leader of China, is not a Phillies fan.
Yes, he is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who's his favorite Philly?
All of them. They all look the same to him.
Kimmy, can you Google what a Chinese movie star makes? Let's see if we get any kind of gauge.
I did try to Google it, but I'm not getting like a really great idea.
You know
here.
Why?
Why is that?
Closed internet over there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it is. Yeah. You can't see certain things.
252 WCMF. We're talking about this man. He was born in Pittsburgh. He is from Pittsburgh. His name is Carl Iselin. He is a Chinese movie star. He's not Chinese. He's American. He's a white guy. And he decided when going to high school in Malaysia, we don't know why he was there, that he wanted to be a Chinese movie star. He studied Chinese, according to him, story in the DNC at Dartmouth, Stanford. Johns Hopkins started a design business to move to China and make money while writing scripts and TVs for movies. He got his big break in 2003 on a TV show. From there, it's just gotten bigger. He started movies with Jackie Chan. He starred in Last Hour with rapper DMX. He's been in over 150 films and TV dramas. Recently, he came home for the first time in 29 years to spend time with his family. And we're trying to figure out if being a Chinese movie star would be a good or a bad move.
Okay, so I don't know if this puts things into perspective, but it does say that Jet Li was the highest paid actor in China's history. He earned $13 million for one role.
That's the highest.
I don't know if that's like the highest role. Paid for like one role.
Google what the highest paid role in America is, and you're going to be stumped.
Oh, of course.
That's what I'm saying. Which doesn't make any sense, because like you said, there's way more people in China, but I guess you get America, Europe, South America.
And the other thing is, you know, you probably got a ton of freebies being famous. You know what I mean? People just give you things because they want to brag that you come into their shop, you eat their food, you wear their clothes.
I don't know what the culture's like in Asia for that. But I don't know.
People are people, man. They want to be associated with you if you're famous. So you'll eat for free, you'll wear free clothes, they'll give you cars.
Maybe.
Ladies, okay. Come on, man.
Keep bringing up the Chinese ladies. All right, let me ask you this then. Would you trade the life you have right now to be a movie star in another country?
No. My old ass would buy.
Well, no. I mean, they need old people in movies. They need sad, old, like, let's say they're going to do a movie of a man who made the worst decision ever all the time throughout the history of his life. It's called The Tommy Mulet Story. I mean, your family could come with you. You just are trading the life you have now to go live in, let's go with, Belarus.
Where?
Belarus.
Why'd you pick that? That's a grimier country. Like, they never have any sunshine. Like, Belarus is always, like, dreary.
You live in Rochester.
I know.
It wouldn't be much of a difference.
I don't think they get summers over there.
All right, let's go with China. Would you move to China, trade the life you had now to go be a movie star in China right now? You could take your wife with you. It'll be a new adventure.
But I don't make a lot of money.
You'd make the salary you make now. So $7 a year. No. You ain't going?
My wife ain't going.
You literally just argued for it, stupid.
If I was single, I would. But my wife is not moving. Okay. So you couldn't do it either.
Well, I think I could talk my wife into moving to China. I think I could. The kids are at an age, I don't want to take them out of school with their friends. But even then, I think my wife would want to go.
Or was the other one Belarus?
Okay, not Belarus. It's a little dicey part right now.
No kidding, man.
Kimmy, would you trade the life you had right now to go be a movie star in China?
No, because I think partly the reason I'd want to be a movie star is to be rich and famous. And if I'm not getting the rich part of it, then I'm out.
Okay. So you need the money. At the draw of fame is not enough for you.
Yeah, I think so. Like I said, why would you want like all the... why would you want to deal with the things that famous people complain about the most and not even have really anything to show for it?
Okay. So I want to go back to a question that Tommy asked a second ago about this guy from Pittsburgh who is a Chinese movie star.
Yeah.
What kind of characters...
Yes. Does he play?
Okay. So like just to give a base for this conversation. You know, in the early 2000s, there was like that whole wave of World War II movies and TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Band of Brothers.
Yeah.
Okay. We needed German guys. Guys that could speak German that look German.
Yeah.
And those guys played terrible, terrible people.
Yeah.
If you're an American that is not in a country that is not fond of Americans, you're never going to play the good guy.
Right. You're going to be the evil American banker, lawyer, president,
military person,
CIA, spy. He had to do a ton of spy stuff.
Let's say you are going to be rich and famous, but every character you play is going to make your home country look terrible. Could you do it?
Oh, yeah.
You don't even want to think about it?
It's just acting.
You try very hard.
No, but
it's not real.
Bro, you think that every evil person in every movie you've ever seen that is not American is real?
Well, no, but...
Yeah.
I would take the money.
Look, man, you are shaping what
they
Chinese...
already hate you.
You are shaping...
helping.
You are shaping what Chinese people think of Americans based on the roles you are playing. I mean, is that not treason?
That's not treason at all. It's fakery.
It's too late. You've already been hung.
I want to play the evil. I like a dirty businessman.
No, they're going to come.
That I sell. Ooh, I bet you he played ones where he sold the Chinese military secrets. Like he was one of those guys. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like he was CIA, but he was dirty. He was getting rich, feeding Beijing information.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think I could do it if I'm going to go
God, it's a movie.
Yeah, no, I know, but...
I'm pretty sure, you know, you see people get murdered in movies. They don't actually kill people.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
Could you be an evil American in every movie?
She already is.
For the rest of your life if it meant you got rich and famous?
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys not even... Okay.
Wouldn't it be more fun to be something you're not,
right.
I think, in a role?
But they think you are. Who That's thinks? What I'm saying. But the Chinese people watching the movie.
They're not stupid. They understand you're acting. You don't represent America.
Bro, everybody gets lost in a movie. And yes, there are plenty of people that see these movies that are not true stories that all of a sudden go, oh, that's how it was. That's how it was. Like, there are cultures you hate. Everybody listening right now or have a negative appearance, a negative opinion of, based on a movie that you saw that was fiction. No question. You see it at a certain time in your life when you're impressionable, and you carry that around with you for the rest of your life.
Right.
No?
I don't know. Like, let's say I was here, and they wanted me to play, like, a horrible mob person or a murderer.
Yeah.
A serial killer.
As an Italian.
Well, whatever.
Okay.
Any horrible character. No. You play it and make the money.
No, I get it, but it's not the same. You're not representing your culture. I'm guessing there's not a lot of white guys that are Chinese movie stars.
No, true.
I'm guessing. Maybe there are. Maybe there's a whole bullpen. Well, like a Brat Pack, but for white guys.
But he's done these roles.
Yes. Well, you know what? To be fair, I don't know. Yeah,
he'd have to.
It did say he played a soldier that was crucified. That was his big, big like break.
Like legit crucified. Like Jesus stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, they ain't messing.
252 WCMF, you want to change your opinion, though. We got Facebook messages coming in. We'll get to that in just a second. Let's talk to Gary. Hey, Gary. How are you, buddy?
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Good, brother.
All right. I work with a guy. He plays pro ball over in China.
Basketball?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. His name is Steve Thomas, and he's popular over there.
Oh, Mr. Steve. Yeah, he's big over there.
Yo, he's just a regular guy back here in the States. I mean, I work with him in the off season because he only gets like $200,000 a year to play ball, and it don't support his family lifestyle back here in the States.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that. So, like, to Gary's point, I had a buddy, let me say this again, acquaintance.
Mm-hmm.
He went and played D1 ball, went and played in Europe, and he made a ton of money. Like, the kid was making like $800,000 a year for a couple years playing basketball. He would come back home. Nobody knew.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, they knew he was playing, but they all assumed his old, like, basketball teammates that were having, like, camps would offer him jobs for, like, $15 an hour thinking he was hard up for cash. And he had to, like, explain to everybody, like, no, I make more than you do.
Okay.
Everything is doing okay. So, Gary, like, what's his name? Steve Thomas?
Yeah.
I want to look him up. Maybe I'll go buy a Steve Thomas Shanghai Sharks jersey this morning. Do you know what team he plays for?
Excuse me?
Do you know what team he plays for?
No. Actually, I haven't talked to him in about 2 years. Yeah, they called him over pretty much overnight. My job let him go. He had to be on a plane like the next morning.
No kidding. Did he like the experience though? Did he say the experience was fun?
He liked the experience. We always talked about the weird food and clothes. Clothes were always a problem for him.
Too tall.
Shoes and he had to prepare himself to go overseas.
And cheese. You got to bring cheese.
Oh, yeah.
You got to bring the cheese over. Yeah. Hey, Gary, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
No problem.
There goes Chinese Gary.
Now you might miss, the food might be a bit much, right? Like, you miss your food. And Asian food may not appeal to you.
No, I that's a little surprising to me. I assumed, as a, you know, ignorant American guy, that they have westernized so much that I'd be able to
they
find
do,
stuff.
But they may have what... But it may not be the same.
What the Chinese think American food is?
Right. I mean, you may get pizza, but it's not going to taste like you get here.
Well, yeah, because there's no cheese.
No cheese, and it's wall-to-wall fish. And it's alive. It's literally flapping in the sauce.
Kimmy,
so you had to eat it quick.
Kimmy made an interested noise over
there. Well, I was just looking up if this is the same Stephen Thomas. Looks like he played for the Zhuhai Wolf Warriors in Chinese D3. I don't know what that means.
They're an up-and-coming team.
Right.
Go Wolf Warriors. That's actually a pretty kick-ass team name.
By the way, you had to fit your whole family on a scooter. That's tough, too.
Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Breakroom Facebook page talking about this guy from Pittsburgh who has become a Chinese movie star.
Mm.
Alex writes, do movie stars in other countries get treated like movie stars here? Don't the best movie stars from other countries get brought to America to make American movies? That's kind of a good question. Because I know Jet Li. I've heard that name before.
Yeah.
He's been in American movies. Jackie Chan, the same thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, even Bruce Lee was the same thing.
Yeah. So, like, are there, like, really good actors that never make American movies because they want to stay in the country they're in?
Why would? Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, like, you would think that you would want to, like, you know, $13 million is the most someone's ever made for a role.
But how many Chinese actors do we need?
But if you...
What, do you work for the Department of Homeland Security now? Ah, hey, act, it's full, okay?
Yeah, you know, we're cutting back a little bit here.
Oh, the Chinese, so, yeah.
No, I mean, you know, then you got to pay the tariff of bringing them over and everything else.
Oh, right? the Jackie Chan tariff?
Yeah.
Tom writes, it sounds like Kimmy, I wouldn't want the paparazzi and stuff. If you're super famous, there could be bad articles and invasion of privacy. My family life would get ruined. I just want my normal American life.
Yeah. I mean, but that's for most people. But some people crave the attention. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I still think it would be.
I mean, there's people that embrace it, that roll with it.
Yeah.
Just for the experience. I mean, when could you ever have that again?
This is like a whole country, a billion people know who you are. That's got to be insane.
Yeah. It would be hard to, like, think about if you know. I'm going to get, again, just make a blanket statement. Mm-hmm. Probably not a lot of white people just walking around.
No.
Right?
No.
So, like, not only would you be famous, mm-hmm. but you would stick out everywhere you went.
Oh, yeah.
So it would be, like, harder. You couldn't hide.
You couldn't blend.
Yeah.
But think about it. You could go to every. I bet you could go to any sporting event. Like, you're that guy, right?
Oh, so, you'd go see Steve Thomas for the Wolf Warriors?
Yeah. But you, like, I mean. Basketball, they play hockey over there, right? Soccer, they're probably big on soccer.
I hate soccer. Other than basketball, there's not a baseball.
Well, baseball is insane.
Football league, don't they?
Yeah. You ever see clips from it?
No.
You like all that track and field and Olympic stuff? They're good at that stuff.
Are the Chinese good at track and field?
Yeah.
When's the last time you saw a Chinese sprinter?
They're good. Track and field, I'm not sure.
Gymnastics,
ping pong,
events, but. I know they cleaned up in the last Olympics.
Everybody's good at ping pong.
No, the Asian countries dominated ping pong.
I'm just saying, everybody's got a ping pong table over there.
That's what I'm saying. Come back, dominate your ass at ping pong. Do it right now. All right, let's take a break. Lot of money flying around, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Give me some.
NFL-wise, for the next week, you're going to see obscene contracts. In fact, we've seen them over the weekend from a couple of teams. None more obscene than what our good baby boy got himself.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to talk so much about what the contracts are worth. How you get that money? Because there's a man who's responsible for making all these contracts go.
Yeah.
Does he just get to do what he wants? Or do you have to, like a teenager looking for movie money, go to Bill's daddy?
Oh, yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So we talked this morning about Josh Allen's monster new contract.
Mm-hmm.
$330 million over 6 years. $250 million of that guaranteed. It's the most guaranteed money ever given to an NFL player in the history of the league. But before they re-signed Josh Allen, they did two other deals this weekend. They re-signed linebacker Terrell Bernard.
Okay.
And they re-signed defensive end Greg Rousseau. And with all of them combined by the deals of the contract, they are over...
It's a lot.
It's over $400 million that in this weekend they committed to three guys.
Mm.
The man responsible for signing those contracts for the team, general manager Brandon Bean.
Yeah.
Okay. He is good at spending money on his own people. And that's good for the Bills. But I've always wondered.
What is that?
When Brandon Bean puts these deals together, before he slides them across the table to these players and their agents, does he have to go to Terry Pegula to ask if he's allowed to spend this money?
You would think so, right? I mean, I would think Terry's got the owner's got to sign off on it.
Who's
right? At some point, I would think you need a signature.
Yeah. But do you do it every time, every back and forth? Like, do you bug the owner every... For every little thing, or
you ain't bugging him when it's millions of dollars of his money.
But
he don't mind taking.
You hired Brandon Bean because you trust him to do the job, right?
She's not wrong.
You hired that guy so you don't have to be bothered with every little thing.
Yeah, but you also got to be a billionaire by keeping your eye on your money.
Okay,
I gotta assume like these guys, especially a guy like that, he looks like a bean counter. He looks like Tom Golisano. Like Tom Golisano's worried about his taxes on and you know. In Canandaigua, in a house he doesn't even spend time in.
Goose crap all over the place.
I got to figure guys like that that are bean counters are like super stingy and want to know where everything's going.
Okay, I get if you're going to spend $330 million on Josh Allen, you go to Terry Pegula.
Yeah.
That's the big one.
But $50 million for Greg Rousseau, do you got to go to him for that? You know, $30 million for Terrell Bernard, you got to go to him for that?
I'm still saying it's millions of dollars.
I know, but...
That's $80 million on two guys.
All right, keep in mind...
my math is right.
Keep in mind that the work Brandon Bean has done has helped doubled Pegula's investment.
The value,
from the beginning of when they bought this team, right? It's now worth twice what it was when they bought it all those years ago, a decade ago. So he's done good work.
Yeah.
Is there ever a point where you get to a level of trust? It's like, hey... Is there, like, okay, it's like in your marriage where, like, you know, we can spend $100 without talking to each other. Like, how many millions is Bean allowed to go play with before he has to go to Big Daddy Terry and say, hey,
make that call.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And how much, I guess, does Big Daddy Terry, if you will.
I like it.
How much does he have a say in, like, who he wants to keep or who he sees the value in, or does he just trust that Brandon Bean knows this guy is valuable and this is a guy we want to keep, so let's do what we can to pay him?
All right, so
because he would also kind of have to have, I mean, you talk about him being a bean counter, but if you're giving permission to give these guys money, you would also have to have a say in who stays and who goes and who you like and who you don't. And I guess I don't know how much Terry Pegula has a say in the talent.
Okay. So we are in a very unique situation in Western New York because we have an owner of two teams.
Yeah.
Right? He owns the Buffalo Bills and he owns the Buffalo Sabres. And if you talk to Sabres fans,
yeah,
Sabres fans despise Terry Pegula. They want him to sell that team because they believe him
enough.
Well, yeah, they believe that when the team goes to him and says, we want to spend this kind of money, no.
We don't want
that he meddles with the everyday hockey operations and he doesn't want to spend on big-time players and things like that.
I thought the argument was always like he's forgotten about us. He's not doing anything.
Well, all the attention goes to the Bills.
I mean, he's in the building. He has to sign off on the contracts that happen. So it is a weird side-by-side that he is willing to spend all of this money. Yet the Sabres aren't spending to the ceiling of the salary cap in the NHL. You know, it's like two teams side by side. And I get the Bills have been better and they're making more money.
And by the way, the value is all in the Bills.
Absolutely. But, I mean, there are NHL teams that do really well and make a fortune.
Yeah, but it's still chump change compared to the NFL.
I'm just saying, if you're willing to spend $330 million on your quarterback, it's just strange that you're not willing to spend, unless all the money's going to the Bills right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, yeah.
Why own two teams?
Well, because I guess
you had the other one first, and then you're like, I actually like this one more.
I don't want
to forget about the first child.
Your second kid is your favorite kid, but you got to pretend you like both kids equally.
Yes. Well, wasn't he also a hockey guy?
Yes, big hockey guy.
Even before the purchase of the Bills, right?
Which is why the conspiracy theory is he's meddling where he shouldn't. And again, I don't know if any of this is true, but he thinks he knows hockey. And again, could be wrong. I don't know. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about Josh Allen's contract over the weekend, record-setting. But they also signed Greg Rousseau, $50 million deal. Terrell Bernard, I think, was around $30 million. And this is a lot of money that Brandon Bean, general manager, is spending. We're trying to figure out, at what point does he have to go upstairs to Terry Pegula and be like, I'd like to spend your money, please. I mean, it has to get to a point, Kimmy. He's had so much success. He must have carte blanche. Do what you want.
I can't imagine, man. I mean, I got to figure,
I
like,
argue with him.
There's got to be, like, Terry Pegula probably has a guy like a business manager with him.
Okay.
Right? Like underneath him.
Maybe.
And lawyers.
Okay.
So I got to figure there's got to be a couple of layers between Bean and Pegula that have got to sign off on this.
But even those guys would have to go up to Terry with the final number and be like, ooh. And it does seem that Brandon Bean
just pulls the trigger.
Well, no, has a personal relationship, like a close one with Terry Pegula.
Well, because he's made him a lot of money. Well, maybe he can cut past the other guys.
Okay.
So, but you think like he may have? Yeah, I'm just going to spend $30 million. I'll let Terry know about it later.
He's got a great track record.
I'll fire off an email. Hey, I spent $30 million of your money.
I mean, like, wait, what if that's
Shut what up, old man?
Have Josh for a while.
Don't tell me what to do, old timer.
I mean, would you want to do a job where you had to go every deal you were going to make, go talk to the owner?
I would, because I don't want to screw up at him coming down going,
but there's always a chance.
You just spent $50 million on that guy. I don't want that conversation.
But we see things get ugly when they start to say no, and then the GM or whoever it is argues, well, they're not giving me what we need, and that's why we're not successful.
Yeah,
and
she's not wrong.
Then it falls on the owner.
It's a tale as old as time in the NFL.
So what do you do if the guy wants even more money? Like Terry Pegula thinks, all right, we can get him for $50 million, and you got to go back and go, sat down, and he's looking more like 70 there, pops.
It's a good question. I don't know. I mean,
got it. You gotta go do a little more fracking, cough up a little more of that gas coin, Daddy Warbucks.
If I'm dying,
you talk to him like that too.
I wouldn't. He's my boss.
Boss with the hot sauce. You think you all that?